Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Rothrock. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Van Camp. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Durham. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ed Durham. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. And now, play ball. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock strikes out. Two outs. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Berry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bishop moves to third. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pickering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Bishop scores. Haas moves to third. Cochran moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is hit by the pitch. Haas scores. Cochran moves to third. Fox moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is hit by the pitch. Cochran scores. Fox moves to third. Miller moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Hadley Senby now pitching. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Athletics. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair juggles the ball. That's an error on McNair. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Haas moves to second. It's 5-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons strikes out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haas scores. Cochran moves to second. It's 6-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hadley Senbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee Senbe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. Rothrock takes first base on ball 4. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0 for 1 in the game. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rothrock moves to second. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 1 in the game. Pickering strikes out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb strikes out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rothrock. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Rothrock steals third. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 1 in the game. Sweeney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Haas strikes out. 1 out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cochran moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock fields it and throws to second for the out. Cochran scores. 2 outs. It's 7-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Rhine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhine takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Hadley Senby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee Senby is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee Senby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Earnshaw covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Boley hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Earnshaw hits a line drive towards first. Sweeney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Van Camp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 2 in the game. Pickering hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a line drive towards first. Sweeney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Haas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rothrock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas who is chasing the ball. Webb reaches third base with a triple. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 0 for 2 in the game. Sweeney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Webb scores. It's 7-1, Athletics. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Van Camp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Boley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Winsett pinch hits for Hadley Senby. Tom Winsett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winsett strikes out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rothrock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Brillhart now pitching. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0 for 3 in the game. Earnshaw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brillhart fires to first and picks off Earnshaw. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Haas hits a line drive into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ryan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Van Camp hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 3 in the game. Pickering hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Webb hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.